вы услышите запись. В заданиях обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. Now we are ready to start.
Do you have the shopping list?
Yes, it's in my pocket. I'll get a cart. We'll shop together. We need sugar.
Is this big bag too expensive?
Not at all. It makes sense to buy a big bag of sugar. You save about a penny for every ounce.
How does it work?
You've to read not only the price of the item, but also the price for the weight and volume. It's cheaper to buy big sizes, especially for staples that are used for a longer period of time.
I'll keep it in mind. What's the next on the shopping list?
Orange juice.
There are a lot of various brands of them.
The store's own brand is the least expensive one. The quality is the same, but it's a bit cheaper.
Do big supermarkets have their own brands of other things?
Yes, always look for the brands. They are cheaper.
What do we look for next?
Let's get to the meat counter.
Okay, I think we need a chicken and some veal. I'll get both items.
Don't forget to look at the date on the label.
It's February 23rd for the chicken and 22nd for the veal.
That's okay. Today's February 19th.
What does the date mean?
The date indicates the last day the store is supposed to sell this item.
You are an experienced buyer. What else do we need?
I have to check the shopping list. We need 1/2 pound of butter, sour cream and eggs. Dairy products are in aisle 3.
All right. Here are the eggs. I prefer unsalted butter. Would you get it?
I got butter and sour cream. Now where to buy coffee? That's in aisle 5.
I've cut out an ad from the paper. There are special prices they've advertised for instant coffee.
Okay, get the coffee that was advertised. That's all we need. Let's go to the cash register.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the text again.
Do you have the shopping list?
Yes, it's in my pocket. I'll get a cart. We'll shop together. We need sugar.
Is this big bag too expensive?
Not at all. It makes sense to buy a big bag of sugar. You save about a penny for every ounce.
How does it work?
You've to read not only the price of the item, but also the price for the weight and volume. It's cheaper to buy big sizes, especially for staples that are used for a longer period of time.
I'll keep it in mind. What's the next on the shopping list?
Orange juice.
There are a lot of various brands of them.
The store's own brand is the least expensive one. The quality is the same, but it's a bit cheaper.
Do big supermarkets have their own brands of other things?
Yes, always look for the brands. They are cheaper.
What do we look for next?
Let's get to the meat counter.
Okay, I think we need a chicken and some veal. I'll get both items.
Don't forget to look at the date on the label.
It's February 23rd for the chicken and 22nd for the veal.
That's okay. Today's February 19th.
What does the date mean?
The date indicates the last day the store is supposed to sell this item.
You are an experienced buyer. What else do we need?
have to check the shopping list. We need half a pound of butter, sour cream and eggs. Dairy products are in aisle 3.
All right. Here are the eggs. I prefer unsalted butter. Would you get it?
I got butter and sour cream. Now where to buy coffee? That's in aisle 5.
I've cut out an ad from the paper. There are special prices they've advertised for instant coffee.
Okay, get the coffee that was advertised. That's all we need. Let's go to the cash register.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.